We're gathered here today to celebrate the marriage of Nicole Suzanne Arsenault and David Philip Baker. Nicole and David are here to publicly declare what has already become a reality. Theirs is a love freely chosen and founded on friendship, trust, and respect. The joining together of a man and a woman is a partnership of love, and it depends for its success not on outside influences, but on the love and commitment of those who marry. Appreciate the total potential of your marriage, its promises, its demands, its need for wisdom and understanding and patience. Nicole and David, there's great hope for two people who join themselves together to strengthen each other in every labor, to minister to each other in every sorrow, to share with each other in every gladness, and be one with each other in every experience of life. You have chosen this day and this place, and with your friends and family here to celebrate with you. And you've chosen this day to begin your adventure together, an adventure of enduring companionship. It is perhaps life's greatest happening when the casual meeting of two lives leads into a deeper relationship that flows into a permanent bond of unyielding love. I'd like to include a short poem here, and it's simply called Love. I love you not only for what you are, but for what I am when I am with you. I love you not only for what you have made of yourself, but for what you are making of me. I love you for the part of me that you bring out. I love you for putting your hand into my heaped up heart and passing over all the frivolous and weak things you cannot help seeing there, and drawing out into the light all the beautiful, radiant things that no one else has looked quite far enough to find. And I love you for ignoring the possibilities of the fool in me, and for laying firm hold of the possibilities of the good in me, for closing your eyes to the discords in me and adding to the music in me by worshipful listening. Love is the essence of truth and the reality of your relationship as husband and wife. Your love is the source of your intimacy as you reach out to one another in love and faith without guarantees, trusting and expecting nothing in return. A desire for intimacy in a marriage is a sign of strength and devotion, and when love is accompanied with deep intimacy, you rise to the highest level of human experience. In this exalted space, you willingly surrender your egos and attain a glimpse of the rapture that can be yours. Boundaries are blurred. There are no limitations. You become one and at the same time both. As you begin your life together, let wisdom, determination, patience, and gracious understanding discipline your affections. For when you shall have exchanged your vows, your relationship will be one of inseparable companions. You will share each other's lot in good times and times of sadness. Your dreads, as much as your dreams, will bind you each to the other. You will share each other's lives in sickness and in health, in every condition and situation and experience, you will remain devoted to one another. Let us pray. At every turning of life's way, we would stop to seek your guidance and your blessing. We thank you that you are love and that you have created us after your own image. We thank you for the love that you have planted in the hearts of Nicole and David. Richly bless these two lives, now to be made one by this bond of love. May they live each for the other and both for thee. Amen. David and Nicole, you've made it known that you wish to be joined together in marriage. If either of you or anyone here can show just cause why you may not lawfully marry, now is the time to declare it. Nicole and David, there being no objections, do you now affirm your desire and intention to enter into this marriage? I'd like to ask Nicole and David's parents to stand for a moment, please. The path of love is meant to be walked in the fellowship with all the human family. All love is nurtured and guided by the love of others. The caring and concern of relatives and friends replenishes our ability to love. Nicole and David are joined together today in the midst of the affection and caring of their families, whose love has followed them each step of their journey, and especially their parents. Do you, Nicole and David's parents, give your blessing on their marriage, open your hearts to them, and to continue to offer your love and support for them throughout their lives? Thank you. Please be seated. Okay, Nicole, if you'd like to give your flowers to your honor attendant.
Handsome.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, and you join your hands together. And David, it's your vows first. I say them, you just respond, I do. Okay. Do you, David, take Nicole to be your wife, and forsaking all others, promise to love, protect, and cherish her above all?
I do.
Do you, Nicole, take David to be your husband, and forsaking all others, promise to love, honor, and sustain him through all circumstances?
I do.
Where's Cole?
Cole, could you bring the rings, please? Okay.
These rings, by their shape, are a symbol of eternity without beginning or end, and are a true emblem of the undying love that shall exist between you, now and forevermore. David, take Nicole's ring and place it on the third finger of her left hand. And then just go on holding her hand and repeat after me.
With this ring,
I pledge my life and my heart to you.
I pledge my life and my heart to you.
And with it,
I bestow upon you
all the treasures
of my mind,
my heart,
and my soul.
Nicole, take David's ring and place it on his other hand.
Yes. It's my first time.
You're excused. And then just go on holding his hand and repeat after me. With this ring, I pledge my life and my heart to you.
And with it,
I bestow upon you all the treasures,
of my mind,
my heart, and my soul.
Okay.
Keep all your hands joined together. The light of God surrounds you. The love of God enfolds you. The presence of God watches over you. And the power of God protects you. Wherever you are throughout your lives, God is with you. In conformity with your mutual declarations and your pledges, and by the authority vested in me, I now pronounce you husband and wife, and I bless you both and wish you every happiness. God bless, and you may kiss. And you stop that back there. They were kissing through the whole service. I saw you. Okay, Nicole, if you'd like to have a seat, and we'll do the silence. David, I don't know if you can go around the other side there.
I got it, Richard. Plus, she said they wanted a small wedding. Who invited all these guys?
I know. Well, as soon as we stood up here, I got bit.
Oh, did right? you? Oh.
And I'm like, I'm trying to, like,
not itch it.
Yeah. And not sweat.
Thank you.
Thank you.